Niagara-on-the-Lake is about to paint a celebration in the community to honor a world-renowned artist who has lived and worked locally for decades. A day of romance and romance under the stars will honor Tricia Romance, who opened her first gallery in NOTL 40 years ago. Alana Hurrev, of Hurrev Creative Agency, spoke to Council Tuesday about the event, planned to take place September 15 at Simcoe Park and along Queen Street, featuring an art installation at Niagara Apothecary, a National Historic Site in the Old Town. It will also include a children's art show and street festival. A symbolic key to the town will also be handed to the award-winning artist, whose pieces often capture life in NOTL. This would be the first time the town ever honored an individual, something municipalities everywhere do on rare and special occasions. "She's our national treasure to celebrate," said Hurrev, who is one of 9 people on a committee that has already been formed to organize the event. 2 staff members, Christy New and Lauren Cruitbosch, are also on the committee. "We're working closely with the town to figure out what this will look like," said Hurrev. Councillors who spoke during the discussion agreed it is appropriate to honor Romance, but some had questions related to the process behind the key being dedicated to her, and also about the committee. Count Erwin Weens, who also sits on the committee, made a motion asking for council's support. He said he was approached by Ron Clavier, another well-known local artist, about drawing up an event, which led to Weens getting an okay from Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa's office to get things started. "The committee consists of a broad spectrum of people who can get things done," said Weens, adding the event will have a focus on getting youth involved in the arts. Count Gary Burrows said he has known Romance's family for many years and that he supports the idea, but asked that 2 votes be taken on recommendations, one about endorsing the event and the second one being about the key dedication. "Yes, we should have a special event, but we don't know enough about it yet," said Burrows. Interim Chief Administrative Officer Bruce Zvaniga agreed with the key issue being considered separately. "I think you do need a policy as a town," he said, adding that it would be wise to endorse the event but also ask staff to come back with a report with more details about the event and its impacts on the town. He also said staff's involvement with the committee has been relatively minimal to date. Count Sandra O'Connor said she would have liked to see more information about the scope of the event, including whether the town is being asked for funding, and more details about the art installation at the Apothecary building. O'Connor is also concerned that the town doesn't have a policy related to key dedications, and also that staff were already placed on a committee. "We can't even find staff to have an environmental committee meeting," she said. Count Nick Roller agreed with O'Connor that it's important to honor Romance, but said he has issues with how council learned about the event. "I'm frustrated by the path we've gone down here," he said. Zalepa joined the conversation and said the 2 staffers on the committee are from his office. "I saw this as something important to do, and that's where that direction came from," said Zalepa. Weens said it was never the committee's intention to take away from staff resources and explained that the 2 staffers involved aren't being tasked with writing reports and won't be burdened by their involvement. "I don't want to take up staff time, but they need to be in the loop," said Weens. Council voted in favor of both motions, to endorse the event and to move forward with a key dedication.